Exclusive, Representative Claudia Tenney proposes nationwide state-level DOJ commissions. By Sean Moran on February 28, 2025. Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, on Friday introduced legislation that would establish state-level DOJ commissions, and if they do not set up a DOJ committee, they will not receive a dime of taxpayer money from the federal government. Tenney proposed the State-Level Departments of Government Efficiency Establishment Act, a bill that would require every state to establish a state-based Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, committee to review the efficacy of the state's administration of federal funding and to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse of taxpayer funds. Tenney said in a statement to Breitbart News that states need to follow the federal government's leadership and find ways to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. DOGE is working diligently at the federal level to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. It's time for state governments to follow suit. States like New York receive billions in federal aid annually, yet waste it on DEI initiatives and woke programs that are out of touch with the vast majority of Americans, Tenney said in a statement. It is imperative that these taxpayer dollars are used properly and efficiently. The State-Level DOGE Establishment Act ensures that states create a DOGE commission to oversee the use of taxpayer funding and cut back on wasteful programs. If they refuse, they should not receive a dime of taxpayer money from the federal government, the New York Congresswoman continued. Tenney State-Level DOGE XML Bijmanship Unscribed. Many leftist states often use programs that receive federal dollars, such as Medicaid, and use it to spend wastefully, including on health care for illegal aliens. Illinois taxpayers reportedly paid $1.6 billion for health care programs for illegal aliens since 2020, according to a state audit. The auditor's report, which Curran dubbed gross mismanagement in a press conference, was released just 1 week after Pritzker suggested cutting funding for a program that offers Medicaid-like coverage to illegal immigrants under 65 or legal immigrants without a green card. The proposed reduction, expected to save $330 million, was a key part of Pritzker's strategy to address a more than $3 billion budget shortfall. As of December, 41,505 individuals were enrolled in the two programs, part of the Health Benefits for Immigrant Adults program, which Pritzker has proposed cutting starting July 1. Breitbart News explained how Democrat-run states can abuse loopholes to allow illegal aliens to receive health care coverage meant for low-income Americans. Medicaid statute currently bars the use of federal funds to provide Medicaid care to illegal aliens. However, some states can exploit a loophole by using federal funds to administer and implement benefit status for illegal aliens while using state dollars to pay for the benefits. Medicaid is a joint federal-state program that uses both federal and state funds to cover eligible low-income Americans. In late 2023, California expanded its Medicaid program, to accept all illegal aliens regardless of age. Tenney recently proposed legislation that would establish President Donald Trump's birthday and Flag Day, or June 14, as a public holiday. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.